Hey, what's up, guys? It's Faith. We're here for Hi Hi Honeys again, and I'm here with my friend, Chris.
What's up, everybody? It's a pleasure to be back. Thanks for having me, Faith. Hi Hi Honeys, year round two.
So, everyone, grab a cup, grab something to on, and let's have some conversation. So, you know, we're about to shut back down again for COVID, right?
True.
So every time it shuts down, money's tight. Everyone's bored at the house doing all this stuff. And so last time with COVID, with the shutdown happened, what happened? Like everyone did what? Got it? OnlyFans. So like now that it's now, I feel like it's acceptable now and everyone has it. That's now our next shutdown, everyone's gonna have one. Then no one's gonna make money because everyone has one.
Exactly. So. But I think people, the COVID-19, it bought more so everybody felt like, even though they was on lockdown, it still brought a sense of freedom.
Yeah, because
people they were taken away from their jobs. So they got away from their regular 9-to-5 life. Oh, I got to go in here and I got boss man telling me this and I got boss lady telling me that. Now I'm at home all day. So Chris can move the way Chris want to move. I'm not Chris no more.
Yeah.
I'm Chris, but I'm more so can be Cruff, C. Ruff, or whatever they want to call me. I can go more into that person. So I feel like
that's going to bring out your OnlyFans.
More people start bringing out their OnlyFans.
Because
they had time to really, I'm at home. They felt almost like they didn't work for anybody almost anymore.
Well, some of them don't anymore because they lost their real job doing an OnlyFans. Like some, there was teacher, some girl was a mechanic and she lost her job. Because of getting an OnlyFans. So that's, you got your freedom out. So now I guess you have money from here, but is it enough money to replace that 9-to-5?
Well, and to the lady who broke it, who had a million, I think she made a million in 24 hours.
Bella Thorne?
Before Bella Thorne broke the record. I think they was being successful. I mean, therefore, like they was making money. I mean, from anywhere from 10 to 14,000 a month. I know some people who had started making up to like 20 grand a month off of this OnlyFans before they put that actual cap on it and started doing that type of stuff.
So I looked it up and she apologizes for, okay. So the tweet says, she said, I am your mainstream face, and when you have a voice, your platform, you try to use your helping of others to advocate for something bigger than yourself. Again, in this process, I hurt you and I'm truly sorry. I'm meeting with OnlyFans about the new restrictions to find out why. This is fucked up. I'm sorry. Comment any ideas, concerns you want brought up. Of course, send me your links and pics and I'll promote you guys. Oh, and she said that she did it to remove the stigma behind sex and sex work and any negativity. But what she did was mess up their money.
Yeah, she messed up everybody's money.
And so. She said she's going to meet with them, but I feel like, shouldn't they be staying in their lanes? Like, sex workers, strippers, whatever in that industry, that's what they do. That's how they're paying bills.
I look at it this, when you get on social media, I tell it the 10-second challenge.
What's the 10-second challenge?
Everybody, if we had 100 people in here right now, we all pull out our cell phone. And you count to 10. When you get on social media and stroll. You're going to see something. And when I say something, you're going to see, excuse my language, you're going to see ads.
I mean, yeah, that's fucking...
And it don't matter where you're from. It don't matter what your different influences are. We can all be in a group of room and all of us not know each other, but we all have an Instagram with a total different following.
But just because you'll wear a little bikini pic does not mean you're equipped to be a sex worker.
But most of them, that's what the world has turned to. That's really what the word sex is really what's selling right now. You can even just take it as deep as the White House, even the First Lady. Even the First Lady right now.
She's not even.
But so I'm just saying, you have to look at how open, that just put in perspective how open the world is now. Who would have thought the First Lady would be.
Have like Playboy pics.
Playboy pics out. So I'm just saying, that's showing you that, like, okay, it's freedom. I can do this. So a lot of people already had this in them. This is what they wanted to do. They just really didn't have the platform.
So what lets some girl who makes money off Instagram So she poses pictures pretty much like she might pose pictures with her just covering up.
Yeah.
Why is she more accepted than a OnlyFans worker or like strippers or even call girls, like anything?
I look at it, if you're going to show it, you might as well make something.
But I'm saying they're both making money, but it's more acceptable for her to do it on Instagram than just a site because it says OnlyFans.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's why I say people are putting it, trying to put it in a different shell because money is being made. Yeah. But I feel like everybody who deep down inside, they really wish they could, they just won't. Because a lot of people won't do it because of certain reasons. You got some people who, even me, I thought about it, but I got so much other stuff going on that it's like, that might not be the move, Chris.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact, me
because you have your moral, like,
yeah, you got so many people coming from moral standpoint, tradition, what their parents gonna think, what the job gonna think. And when I say job, that don't necessarily mean 9 to 5. Whatever your job is, your job, you get. So, I mean, it's so much going into that. Then you got some people out here just who got the F it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like to be to a certain point where you, that's where you're good, like, okay, this is going to be my job and that's how you make money. I feel like only certain people are built that way because you have to be bulletproof. Like, one, you get yourself in weird situations.
True.
Think about it. People who, and reality, people who are willing to spend that much on someone they don't know just for some videos and stuff, that's some... No offense if that's your thing, but that's, you have some interesting.
But believe it or not, people not going to admit to it, and people not going to say it. But like, it's a lot of that going on. It's a lot of people who sit at home
or a lot of people. And spend that type of money on videos?
No, it's just more so like, especially from a guy standpoint, a guy might say, oh, I see that girl attractive for this. Wow, she got OnlyFans. Now I can pay this $20 and really see what I've been wanting to see. That's the whole reason half of them falling with the girl anyway. They strolling through her Instagram to see, ooh, wait, did you see that picture she posted? Oh my God, did you see it in Fashion Nova jeans? Now she got a link in her bio. She wants $6. Six clucks.
So, but if you can see it free on Instagram, then why would even go
but
to
they
go?
Pay that hoping to see more. So it's almost sending a sense of like, ooh, what do I got? What is hidden behind that door over there? Oh my God. For whatever the price is, I can hit this button and I see this person got 32 videos or this person got 10 videos. This is a person I've been following and I already think she's very attractive. Now I see this link in the bio. Somebody I already been following for a year. See her in these nice clothes. You clearly can see she got a nice body. She posts her little bikini pic. Now she got this link. $29.99 a month. Cause it tell you how many videos she posts. It tell you how many pictures she got up there. It tell you how many people that subscribe. You just can't see the content.
But wouldn't you just rather have a girl in person for free?
A man not gonna admit it, but a man who, especially somebody who just got it to throw away. Oh, what's $10? You get what I'm saying? You have to get, it's a lot of people out here think like that. Man, what's $20? Let's see what she got on there. Get what I'm saying? You got people out here who literally treat money like that. That disposable, right? Yeah. Who's watching? If you comment below,
that's true.
So it's like, okay, I see she got this amount of content out there. Oh man, she only want $9. Let me throw that on there. Even if, and then sometimes they get exactly what they're looking for.
I feel like that's same people who pay for porn, which I think that's like a weird thing to pay for.
No, I think I would disagree.
Pornhub, RedTube, like all these. I'm like, you can get porn for free.
This Instagram, I would say, is more personal because Instagram, these are some people that people actually know. When somebody's on a porn site, you're actually looking at their actors, period.
So, but some people are willing to pay for porn, and I think that's weird.
But I mean, that's because they want to see probably more of what they can't see if they didn't subscribe. But when you start talking OnlyFans, you're seeing more like on a personal level, like, wow, this girl, you know, I went to high school with her, man, you know, she got the OnlyFans link up now. Oh, hey, you know, old girl, this person right here, man, you know, they got an OnlyFans now. So it's more so of people you've been knowing, people you follow, people you've been seeing over and over again, like more so like in a regular society. Some of these people are just Instagram famous or whatever you want to call it.
I would say that I think they make their most money from like the private DMs, like the special requests, like doing whatever.
That's what they doing whatever.
But then, okay, so you have an OnlyFans, and to really make money, you have to do people's sickest, weirdest, twisted like desires. Are you built for that? Like,
am I built for this?
Yeah, like the weirdest, like you. I mean, and you just do it. I mean,
you don't have to do that. I feel like you got
to. You don't have to. I'm just saying, like, I'm saying to get money or to get a lot of money.
That's the thing with that person. That's what the people don't know. You never know what's being negotiated behind that closed door. That person might say, I want this special video. They laughing at that girl for doing whatever she's doing on there.
I'm not laughing. I'm not saying
not laughing, but like, some people are like, oh my God, why is she doing that? But you don't know what? Let's create a name. Old man Harry.
Yeah.
Who own all that oil in South Texas. You don't know. Oh, such and such there. I want her to make something special for me. Because they don't have no tip limit. They got a subscription limit. I can tip all day. How many tips? I got a little something for you. So I'm just saying, it's all about how you have to look at how many avenues. People just looking at that link.
Well, they like to talk about morals. Like,
yeah.
I saw some tweet, some model girl, she said that she knows someone who makes X amount of money on OnlyFans, and they're like, oh, but the moral, like, I can't because the morals. And then someone clapped back at her and pretty much was just like, you're saying sex workers don't have morals, and that's fucked up. Just because someone's job choice doesn't mean if they're moral or not.
That's true. Morals can go into a long way. You know how many people got some sick jobs? It's just outside OnlyFans, that's totally unmoral, but the shit gotta get done. That's just the way the world works. Sex is an industry.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's my point. That's why I don't think celebrities should do it, because I'm like, y'all aren't staying your lane. Y'all are already making X amount of money doing this. Why do you have to go take over this? That's like, if some
people
celebrities
can talk about OnlyFans, but let's say they take that sex industry away. Let's say wipe it off the planet.
Like abolish sex?
Like right now, abolish it.
It's gone.
Anything you do sexually, jail. Watch porn, anything. It's about to be, that house about to be packed. You better make some space.
Could you imagine world if
so we can talk all we want. And if anybody disagrees, don't you agree? You want to see that comment, right? Take sex off the planet right now. Just abolish it all. No more OnlyFans, no more porn.
First of all,
anything you type in dealing with anything erotic. Wipe it away. The world is about to go
crazy. First of all, it would probably be overpopulated because no one would take birth control, because they would think that, like, it would probably be illegal because you shouldn't be having sex anyways.
That's what I'm saying.
So, like, people are going to do that. There'll be no con. And plus, like, ew.
So, OnlyFans, people can say what they want, but if you choose that industry, and I feel like if that's what you want to do, but I feel like if you do that, you should know what comes with it. If you bold enough to make that, and you want to make, and it's all about what you're posting on there, because some people's levels of content are different.
But I'm saying, you can't say if she put, like, what do you mean, know what comes with it? Like, what do you mean?
She know what type of, he or she know what type of family they come from. He or she know who watching they page. He or me show who could possibly see me.
Yeah.
You know how you was, so everybody's situation is different. You got some people who just raise themselves and just all they know is hustle, hustle, hustle. Like, wow, I'm already a dancer, or I already do this, or I already like showing my body. Some people just like comfortable with their body. Some people like sex. Some people, it's just, so I feel like OnlyFans just open a way, but like, hey, all this stuff y'all want to do in sex or whatever you want to call it, good or bad, I'm going to get you a way to get some money off.
Yeah.
And we're going to partner basically with Instagram or however you want to do it, and we're going to make it as simple as just putting a link in your bio. It's almost genius-like.
Yeah. I would say it's probably safer than doing anything in person as well, because stalkers, like, just crazy people.
And when the world go back into this lockdown, because the coronavirus probably will make it go back into the lockdown, all those people who's really on there, I feel like they stock going to go back up. Because when people at home, that's when they making the most money. People on the Instagram, whether we like it or not, from the most business person in the world all the way down to the person who just have a phone.
Well, and plus people will be lonely because they're not going to be around people. Mm-hmm. And you can fall. That's why people fall in love with people on the internet. They fall in love with personas. Because so if you have a subscribe to someone that you can tell them anything and they do whatever you want, I guarantee a lot of guys fall in love with whoever they subscribe to on like OnlyFans and platforms like that where you can do personal messages. Exactly.
Like I said, you got guys out here who's been looking at girls and like I even vice versa. You got girls out here that see that attractive male that they like, oh man, he got an OnlyFans. There's women out here paying all day, hoping and wishing, and they got whatever they, and they willing to pay that every month.
Because a lot of people are in like sexless relationships.
That's
why they're like, mm-hmm, anything they're fiending over.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it also, and it comes down to what you're willing to pay for. Like, there's just too much, like stuff like porn. If I can access free porn, why am I paying for porn? Like, I don't need.
But they looking at it more so, can you, the person on Instagram probably not on Pornhub. Or the person is not on this sexual site or whatever.
But what stops? Can you screen? You can screen record and all that on that.
I mean, you can screen record anything.
Yeah.
Get somebody else's phone, and I guess if you wanted to do that. But at the end of the day, it's so many. Like I said, I feel like people looking at it more on a personal level, more so. It's like, wow, because you never know who's going to have one.
Yeah,
at any given moment, I feel like it can change. Like, hey, tomorrow you might look at somebody bio and you're like, wow, they got their only fans? I never would have knew that. Then you stroll next to this person, they might not. Then you're like, wow. So, at any given moment.
And OnlyFans, to their defense, is not exclusively just for what you think of when you think OnlyFans. Yeah. So, they could be doing some.
I tell people you kind of can't compare the two because you're not strolling on Pornhub all day. You strolling on Instagram some part of the day. Even if you're at work, no matter what you're doing, no matter we want to admit it or not, from the hardest job all the way down. Shit, I watched NASA the other day before they was taking off to the moon. They had their phones right up until they strapped the suit on.
Well, no, because everyone has Instagram. Like, they make it for the dogs, grandma, your celebrities, anyone.
That's why I would feel like it would be different and how people would be on there and want to be on there, vice versa, to like, hey, because it's like you already own social media all day.
Yeah.
And now you have this link in the bio. Because a lot of people are on Instagram, whether you're on there for a few seconds or whether you're on there for a few minutes, people getting on there and just looking something. So, I mean, it really is easier access, I would say, for those people.
But would you, so OnlyFans, do they take mainly like personal videos? Is it personal pictures? Like,
OnlyFans take whatever you upload, whatever you feel like a fan would want to see. I think people think OnlyFans for sexual content only. No, it's for whatever content.
Yeah, no, like. Definitely. But now, because everyone talks about it, it's like now everyone has their thoughts that they want to be. Beyonce mentioned OnlyFans in the song, so it's me.
OnlyFans is pretty much whatever you want. That's just what people really want to do. It's like, hey man, if I can, I know people want to see it. And mostly people doing it because they know sex sales, point blank.
Yeah, and they're like, why not? I do agree with you on the whole, people do it on Instagram anyways. Like, yeah. I've seen people that I would never in my wildest dreams guess that they would have a half naked picture on Instagram. When you meet them, they're so just, you just would never think that.
Instagram is that sense of security they feel.
Yeah, and I went, I'm like, oh, wow.
I really want to be without somebody actually being there to see me in person.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the reason why now, if you go anywhere, how many days can you go without posting on Instagram?
Well, me, since I'm in the entertainment field and I do acting and stuff, I try to post actively because I feel like that's a part of my job.
So, but if you weren't, how many days do you think you could go without being on Instagram? Do you think you would need to be on it daily or no?
Me, I probably would get on it daily because I look at other stuff too. I like to get on CNN and look at sports. I like to, it's good if you want to catch up too. If you've been working all day or you want to see some highlights, I'll get on there and might hit Sports
So
Center.
It becomes like a habit.
I mean, it can't be informational. It's all what you make it. Right now, if I want to look at an animal, if I want to learn about NASA and see about anything I want, Instagram got a page for it.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm more just saying, like, Instagram's successful because it makes it pretty much be a habit to people. They're kind of,
It put me
So for OnlyFans, the way you have to kind of almost get people addicted to you, that they have to tune in, they have to get new content, they
have to get all that. And you got people out here who are like, wow.
So to do that, you have to make them feel
happy.
And so that requires a lot of, you have to become their dream girl. And they have to feel like they're on that level for you.
But they have to pay first before they see anything. So that person automatically wins. They get an initial payment. No matter how hard you dream, you got to swipe them numbers first. Those 16 digits. I need them first. Before we get this dream started.
But you have to target, because I'm sure they're not just subscribing to one page at first. I'm sure like it's kind of like like me when I'm online shopping. Here's one. Oh, that's cute.
You probably got you probably got people out here with budgets. This is my OnlyFans budget this month.
Exactly. Just like you have a
I got 500 put aside for OnlyFans this month. I'm going to subscribe to 16 pages. I'm going to look
like, I would feel so, I don't know. If you had were married though, whenever you went over the budget with your wife.
You got some married men who.
Tell their wife, that's my porn budget.
That's his, that's his play budget. That's his play budget.
She would probably be cool with it. Because she's probably like, that's what I'm saying.
That's cool.
It's on the video. He's in the house. Cool.
He's in the house. Long way.
But still, I would... 500. Then I need $1,000.
Those $29.99 a month add up. But the thing is that has to go every month. So I think that becomes addictive because you have to look at it.
People, is there a month minimum? You know, like, how many people, 6 months? You have to do that.
Yeah. Sorry for cutting you off. You know how many people who have OnlyFans and the first month did good? And they like, man, I wasn't in it for this long. But if I could clear another month making this much, and then I just keep rolling over, then it almost becomes a habit. Like you said, almost.
Well, it becomes your job. If you're making more, you're making more doing some videos versus having to go into work all the time.
So you make OnlyFans. This month right here, you start out, you make $3,500. Next month, you turn that $3,500 into $5,500. In 3 months, you up to $7,000 a month, consistently. You gonna stop it?
I mean, how many people are making that amount of money, though, that's doing it?
The people who putting out the content.
But is that how, like, what's the chance? What's the chance of someone, when they started OnlyFans, of them becoming, making $60,000 a year?
I mean, that's... I feel like that's very reasonable on there if they putting out the right content.
60K.
Because you have to look at some people think have like 1,000 subscribers. Mm-hmm. At $30 a month.
But what's the cut OnlyFans gets?
I mean, your cut is still a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not taking that, but yeah, I mean, OnlyFans ain't like, 20, you still keep it 80.
I'm saying
80% of, you make $19,000 this month and you get to keep 80% of that. How much you walk away with?
That's
a pretty good cut. You killing $60,000 in a year. Smashing it, stepping on it.
But I'm saying that's OnlyFans. I feel like OnlyFans, they're smarter than that though.
Now let's say a guy got 500,000 followers.
Yeah.
And let's say he charging $10 a month. Yeah. That's not including the tips. You got 3,000 subscribers. And that's just at $10 a month. That means that subscribe, that's for sure money. That's coming every month. Now, that don't have nothing to do with his tip. Some people tip in 100. Some people tip in 20s.
Yeah.
Some people doing, you don't know what he got going on personally or she got going on personally. Private video, 500. You never know what they doing. All the extra. It adds up.
Yeah, I'm just saying OnlyFans, I don't think they're probably taking a higher percentage because it's just too easy for everyone to do it.
So. That's why I said 20%. 20% is a high percentage. That's a high percentage. 20% is a pretty high percentage. If you're doing a deal.
But like YouTube and stuff takes higher, like way, way higher than that. So I would think OnlyFans would be at least 60-40 or something.
60-40? Nah.
Because I don't know. It's too easy for everyone to do. So.
Even if they took 50% and you making $10,000 a month and they let you keep five and it's steady growing.
Yeah.
They making that five at the house.
You have to hustle though.
But they making five on their phone like this, literally. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do Sunday. I'm going to do all this content. I'm going to do enough content for the whole week. So I'm going to chill in my house and then do what I enjoy to do. Get in front of this camera and look good. If I get some special requests, if it's paying enough, I'll do that. So they probably thinking on that level. And now I got me enough videos and I'm going to promote all week. Damn. Some weeks they have stuff. Because most people I talk to, they make around the same amount of money.
But like, they have to do a lot on their personal. They have a lot of followers on their personal Instagrams and stuff, right?
Some people.
Yeah.
Some people don't have a lot of followers.
So how do they get people to subscribe to them? Like just off of the first picture?
When I stroll through my page, I just see people have like something on their story or something on their Instagram.
Oh, like a teaser.
Yeah, like maybe a girl will be in a bikini or something and say, hey, if you want to see more of this, link in bio.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd be shocked how many people go over there and hit that bio. Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because see, a lot of those people get you. You might go on there. Because I've clicked, I'll be honest, I've clicked just to see how much somebody's stuff would cost. And you'd be like, oh, wow, $3.
Yeah.
So you got to think about how many people, because I'm not about to sit there and put my credit card and do all that. Lazy.
But now with Apple Pay, you might be able to be like.
I'm like, if I was to do it, I wouldn't use my bank account. It most definitely would be with the Cash App card. I'm just being honest. We're going to change it. So I'm just being, I'm not. But think about how many guys, if you had 40,000 or from 40 to 100,000 followers,
mm-hmm.
how many innocent, lonely guys, whether they are gay, straight, or whether it's male or female or whoever into you, how many people gonna hit that button for those $3? You gonna get some people.
Yeah, for $3. I mean, just out of curiosity. You
gonna get out of curiosity, I can promise you, with that amount of people, a couple thousand gonna hit that button. I promise you, look at that ratio. At $3.
Yeah. No, so you do, but it has to be, for me, it has to be worth it for you not to be able to care. Because people are losing their job because.
And that's what I'm trying to tell people. If people are willing to lose their job over it, you don't think they make an income?
That's because.
If I'm willing to put my whole career that I went to college on the line, and I'm just using this as an example.
Yeah.
You know the income has to be good and fast. For these people to have, because some of these people who are losing their jobs are good career jobs.
Yeah, and I'm more like, I hope the long term is, because you could be hot now, you get a car accident, F up your whole face and like.
Now that's the problem. The people who doing it, they should have like a backup plan because that well is going to run dry for sure. Yeah.
Or they might be tired of you. You might get tired of it, you know? Like I said, I don't think it's for a weak-minded person. Like, you have to be really
strong-minded, in tune with yourself.
Yes, you have to be really aware of yourself. I don't think a weak-minded person would do it.
But I'm most definitely not against it. I'm not against it. I'm not throwing salt on it. I'm not bashing anybody who have one. I say to each his own and do whatever makes you happy.
No, I'm definitely... Like I said, sex is an industry. I think all jobs, in the end of the day, if you work in the sex industry, you work in the sex industry. Yeah. So I don't think you should be able to look down at some girls because they have an OnlyFans, but you do X, Y, and Z. It's still, so I don't like the stigma behind it.
I mean, I don't take away from no career that Uncle Sam take taxes from.
Exactly.
So.
Oh, you have, so you can't be paid cash? They using
right. No, only fans taking away. They taking away to pay taxes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So I mean, hey, doctor, teacher, lawyer.
That's the same thing.
Same thing. You gotta
pay
tax.
The same taxes.
So I mean,
they might be paying more.
Whatever job you want to do, whatever makes you happy.
Would you date a girl with an OnlyFans?
I mean, that's a good question. That's a really good question.
Who? Maybe. Oh, that's that rapper. He said on his Twitter, he was like, "Women who have an OnlyFans will never find a true king who genuinely likes or loves you. You are automatically disqualified. A queen carries herself as such at all times, already moving the way before she met her king. Act like a peasant for the public and kings will treat you that way." And then he goes, "Guy, hey mom, I want to introduce you to my girlfriend. Hey sweetheart, what does she do for a living? I upload explicit pics of my body to strangers on the internet. No king wants this for his wife, his daughter, or his mother. You'll never get taken seriously by a man." So he's basically saying, like, if a girl has an OnlyFans, then no one would date her, no one would do anything. Like, no good man or decent guy would date a girl with an OnlyFans.
I don't know, that's just his perspective.
But I'm saying, do you think girls should accept that guys would feel some type of way about, would you care if your girls did it OnlyFans? Really? Would you date a girl who OnlyFans?
Would I date a girl who had OnlyFans?
Yeah. You would?
Yes.
Would there be rules to that?
No, I mean, no rules. That's what makes you happy.
That would make you happy? But you'd be cool with that?
She got, as long as she treat me happy.
Okay. I mean, but if you when you introduce your mom, and would you tell her, hey, you're going to have to say you do, like, let's say you're...
My mama shouldn't be asking those type of questions.
Your mom can't ask you what your girlfriend does?
She's an entrepreneur.
You could say that. I'd be like...
She works in the sex industry, mom.
She's a model. Oh, you would say she...
She works in the entertainment industry.
You wouldn't say straight out like, oh, she has an OnlyFans. Or no, what did he say? I upload explicit pics of my body to strangers on the internet. That's what he called the job. Like, no. I mean, but she was probably, if y'all go on a family vacation for a week, she'd probably be doing OnlyFans from the vacation.
From the vacation.
Would you be cool? Would you go on there with her? Like, who? Erica, Minna, and Safari have, like, a couple's one, don't they?
I would tell her to block all my family.
Oh, so she would have to block all your family?
Block everybody.
Would you do a couple's OnlyFans though, with you and her together for OnlyFans?
I mean, if I wanted to tap into my wild side.
I mean... I mean...
No, I'm just playing. I most definitely wouldn't get involved with this.
I feel like you would probably make more money as a couple than...
You probably would, but I wouldn't get into all that. I mean, according to what kind of pictures we're posting, OnlyFans don't necessarily have to mean the worst.
That's true.
You could just get on there and wear costumes or something. Just couples this. I mean, you never know. It's according on the content what we thought out. If it's thought out and it makes sense, I would do it. If it's just something anything and just something just totally disgusting and something just, nah, it's a no. So, I mean, it's all about whatever content that me and her discuss.
I don't know. I wouldn't do it because I would never want to date or work with someone.
Yeah, some people have OnlyFans and all you go in there is just a feet. A foot. Sorry about that.
That's like a foot fetish. Yeah.
That's foot.
But I'm saying I wouldn't want to do an OnlyFans with my, like, boyfriend because I wouldn't want to work. That means you would have to then be seen to the world as a couple.
Couple's feet.
What if you don't want to take a picture with his foot that day?
That's fine. Just have something in the
some in the camera. Take a lot on a good day.
y'all post just different pictures of your you guys feet together.
I guess. And then what if you break up? Then you have to find a whole nother foot.
Delete the page.
Delete all that money? You just said you making like X amount of money. You gonna get rid of the money? We gonna fight over that OnlyFans account.
If the money that good, you guys will come together and see you a couple times a week. Y'all can put y'all feet next to each other. That's not gonna hurt you. Y'all have been through worse. Bring your feet over.
Be like, here's the time. Just like clocking into work. Like,
these pages, my new girlfriend understands. We all know what this is about.
You tell your new girlfriend like,
splitting it right down the middle. As long as you got two, I have two. We good. Whoever lose a foot first.
That's what. What are you gonna tell your new girlfriend? Be like, I run a OnlyFans foot page with my
ex-girlfriend. Got extremely successful. We make X amount of dollars together every month off of this. And we want to keep it going, and you can be there when we take these pictures, but this page is going.
Be like,
this page not stopping.
I mean,
but the show must go on.
And be like, we're still taking these pictures.
We're taking these pictures, and okay, I want you there. So you can see that's all it is.
What if she wants to get in on the feed?
I guess we don't have extra too.
See, you like to stay together? I mean, I guess, but the couple's only fan though. I feel like people would actually be really into that because people really love couples. Like, yeah, they love relationship goals.
Exactly.
So I could see people being like, oh.
I think, yep, I agree, because even when you look at, I know this might be a little off topic, YouTube. Mm-hmm. The couples who do YouTube, they're really successful.
Exactly.
They're really successful.
So that's what I'm saying. Your YouTube subscribers would watch OnlyFans because, like you said, it's not just sex work.
Yeah.
Some it could be behind the scenes exclusive footage.
Yeah, it could be a couple's massage. A wife who just give her husband a massage.
Yeah.
You know how many people would pay to see that?
Yeah.
If she was just in a bikini and he in his swimming trunks, for a say. And they just an attractive couple. And
massaging.
And they just massaging each other or something. You know how many people would just different content.
Yeah,
if it
I
made
get
sense.
That.
And I'm just throwing that out there. It could be something more, a better thought out. But I'm just saying, think about like from that. Yeah.
No, I definitely get that.
It's just some people just get on there and do the most.
So I think the big thing to get subscribers and get people to fuck with you is you have to make them feel like personalized.
Yeah.
Like they can't think, they in their mind, I don't think half, like when you see the video, you're not thinking 3 other million people are watching that. You're like thinking that
this is me.
Yeah.
This is my moment.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you still have, there's some manipulation that has to happen to make me work.
Yeah, probably. I never got, you know, that deep
in it.
But yeah, in it, but most definitely I can imagine. I can only imagine.
I mean, so would you do an OnlyFans?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Who knows?
In the next, I don't know. Are you gonna drop one?
Who knows? I wouldn't show nothing.
You would just a little tease, little smile?
Maybe just a little smile.
Well, hey.
Hey. Hey.
I mean, you could probably be an ideal candidate for that because you have like X amount of Instagram followers. So if you started one, you could probably get like some of them to come through.
I don't know. Like, I don't feel like the people want that.
You don't think they want an OnlyFans?
And they will after watching this episode. They might comment below. We go. I don't know.
Comment below.
Comment below
if you want Chris to have an OnlyFans.
I'm more like the people's person.
So if the like, people want it, he's gonna do
I'm
it.
I'm like the people's champ. What the people say?
So you gonna if he's
if we maybe have 1,000 people say yes.
If 1,000 people say yes,
they have to motivate me, honey.
If 1,000 people say yes on this video, we might get an OnlyFans. Is it going to be like, what level of content are we going to get?
I'll just be in my Christmas hat and my
Christmas calendar.
Christmas calendar.
I hear that. I think, I said you're probably like the ideal OnlyFans.
Drink some coffee or something like that. It's holiday time. We about to be back in quarantine.
Oh, might need that calendar.
Exactly.
Especially they about to spend New Year's, everything in the house. Yeah, they might need a calendar. They might need a, actually, over holiday season, they might need an OnlyFans from you because they're gonna be stuck. You might be stuck in quarantine with your family in like a small town. You know where I'm from, like a little town in Pennsylvania. If I went to my daddy's house over and got stuck there for quarantine, I would lose my mind. Like, so I might be scrolling and subscribing to OnlyFans, even though I swear I would not do that. Maybe subscribing. I didn't say that I was getting the OnlyFans. I said I would subscribe out of boredom if I'm stuck in my dad's house on quarantine. Very big difference. Okay.
You get OnlyFans. It works fast. No,
you didn't convince me yet. Nothing that's just wrong with it, but like I said, I'm not built for it. But
yeah, it most definitely for.
But I'm saying,
yeah, if I'm just speaking. I don't have one personally, but I mean, you most definitely probably would need tough skin to
handle that. You have tight. They would be able to identify you though.
That's Chris all the way.
You could have, yeah. You couldn't do just like a feet page or something. They would be like, would be like, is that him? Like commenting on your Instagram. Look for your pictures. Look for little details. Like, you know how Shave Room always picks out like the littlest detail, yeah. And they'll catch you. They'll be like looking at you and be like, "Is this him on OnlyFans?" I know it must be him. Looking at pictures in every angle.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah. You probably, if you're gonna do one, you gotta like announce it and do it big.
That's true.
You can't just like ease into it because I feel like you're gonna get found out.
That's true. So.
I don't know. You would have to find, and whoever you date next has to be okay with it. Would have to be okay with it. Which I don't know if girls would be. Would I be okay with? Depends on how much you're making.
Yeah.
If you're clearing that, how much did you say? You know, people making like what did we say the goal was? 50, 60?
A year.
Yeah. That's the goal. To make that?
That's not my goal.
Bro. No, I'm saying that would be like average, or I don't think that's average. That seems so high to me.
You think so?
I mean, I think because people that got fired or whatever for it, it made it seem like they got fired. They were working both jobs at the same time. So I'm like, if you're making that much money, do you keep both jobs? Or actually, yeah, actually, because I would.
I would too.
I would keep like 3 or 4 jobs if I could do it with it. So.
Well, yeah.
I wonder how many people we know have OnlyFans. Like a secret one that you don't know about.
Yeah, probably a lot of people. A lot of people.
Yeah.
I got a few pages. That's no, I'm just kidding.
What's your code name? What's your code name for your pages? Like, yeah, but
your code name.
If you want
gummy worms.
If you want, he does like you do like your gummy worms.
Mm-hmm.
You could do an OnlyFans page of like you eating gummy worms. Yeah.
Yeah,
that could be a picture or something. People might like that. I don't know. I feel like you could do something and there's someone out there that's gonna pay money for it, probably.
Yeah. I thought some girls have a Santa Claus. I'm coming, guys.
For you should do. Oh, you should do like the 25 days of Christmas.
Okay.
That would be cool. What's the first one? A tree. Like you underneath a tree. Mm-hmm. And then what's the second? 2 turtle doves. I don't know what you're gonna do with some doves.
The high honey trying to convince me.
I'm helping y'all out. Y'all want this OnlyFans. I'm about to do that OnlyFans. 25 days of Christmas. Mm-hmm. One per day. Or no, it's the 12 days of Christmas. So you only gotta do 12 pictures. You can do that. Easy. By December 12th. It can happen.
I'm a people's person.
I think 12 days of Christmas can happen by, what's 25? Is December 13th? Yep. You could get that. You could get that done.
That's going to be tough. Yeah.
You don't think you can get that done?
But that OnlyFans, it is, it's most definitely something serious. It's most definitely something serious, but.
And now, I wonder if, like, I'm going to start meeting moms that, like, what do you do? And they'll be like, oh, I have an OnlyFans. I'll be like, oh, dope.
Cool.
Cool, so that's.
Ferrari, boom.
Yeah, I know. Really? That's the thing. They ain't broke, though. Like, so what can you say? Yeah. That's true. That's what I'm saying. Fuck your morals. If that's what. Because you're no better than anyone. Yeah, that's my thing. Exactly. And we all need our lane. We all, so that's what I'm saying. It's an industry.
True.
If it wasn't one, there wouldn't be one.
Exactly.
And we can't live in a world like with no sex. We need sex. Like we can't, that's one thing. We cannot live in a world without sex.
That's so true. That is so true.
That is what. But anyways, guys, I hope everyone's on cloud nine. Right now, we are.
It's getting hot in the high, honey. It is getting hot.
But I hope you enjoyed this conversation today. If you did, press the like and subscribe button. Make sure to follow us on Instagram. Thank you, Chris, for being here.
Thank you for having me once again. Hey, guys. Hi, honeys.
Hey. Hi.